hulle sê, oom Johnny, we get quality sheep from Franshoek. Let's just pray together. Father, we just thank you for your tangible presence this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are in this building. Thank you that you are already touching lives. Thank you that you are already working in this place. And we just, this morning, God, we want to align ourselves to you, God. We want to align ourselves to heaven. Pray that, God, that what you want to do, I know you want heaven to come down this morning, God. And Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And yes, thank you. Thank you, God, for you, who you are. Thank you for the cross. Thank you that the cross is the place that you change us, God. Thank you that at the cross there's power. Power to change. Power to walk away as a changed person. And God, we just want to kneel this morning at the cross, knowing it's a place of transformation. It's a place of grace. It's a place of mercy. And we just thank you for that, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We give you glory. And we give you praise, God. Maybe you just want to stand with me, and I just sense in my heart, which was that we must just thank God for the day that He saved our souls. Just sense it in my spirit. So maybe we can just thank Him. Maybe just put up our hands to Him and just say, thank you, God. Thank you for that day. Thank you, God, that there was a day that you reached out to us, God. Oh, God, thank you that there was a day that you break through in our lives, God. Thank you that you break every form of pride, God. You break every form of our self. You break every form of we doing our own thing, God. Thank you that there was a day that your spirit overpowered us, God. Thank you that there was a day that we could kneel before you, God. Thank you that there was a day that we could confess with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord. And we just want to thank you, God. Thank you for that day. Thank you for that day that changed our lives forever, God. And we just want to worship you, God. Oh, God. We just thank you, God. We thank you. And thank you that power is still available, God. Thank you that we can just stretch out our hands, God, to you and say thank you for that power. And if you need that power in your life, just stretch out your hand to Him. Just say thank you, God. Thank you for the power of the cross. Thank you for the power of salvation. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit. We just worship you, God, and we just thank you, for we pray it in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children say, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You can be seated. It's a privilege this morning to be with you, and it's such an honor to see what God is doing in this house and how God is working in this place. And thank you for the worship team. Thank you for people that sensitive for His Spirit. Thank you for the leaders, for Pastor Tiens and Charlene and Johnny and Dale and Brett, for the guys going forward. Mojo, you guys. Did I say something wrong? Moja. Haven't given me that lesson yet. What God laid in my heart to speak this morning is a word in season. And guys, whatever God does, He does it by His word. God reigns, God rules. God's authority is by his word. He works, he functions, and he operates by his word. When we go to the first chapter of the Bible, we see God at work. The Bible is the book about God. God working. It says in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God is a God that creates. God is a God that works. Verse 2 of the word says, the earth was formless. It was empty. Darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. You know, where the Spirit of God is hovering, where the Spirit of God is brooding, you know what? Life is about to explode. Are you still with me? You know, sometimes God's Spirit touches our lives, and God's Spirit works in our lives. Sometimes we become very tearful, you know. You know, it's like, you know, the tears is just running for no reason. If you experience that, it's a very precious time, because God's preparing you to speak with you. He's preparing your heart. He wants to speak with you. And guys, when God wants to speak to us, it is such a privilege, you know, to hear what he's saying. I come back to that later. In verse 3, then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Just a few principles from these verses. God creates by the power of his word. His word has the power to create. What God wants to do, he sends his word. You know what? He sends his word. He will stir us by the Holy Spirit, putting his word in us. And that word will create a stirring in our hearts to move with him. When God works, he works in unity. You miss a good place to say amen. When God works, he works in unity. In Genesis, this first three verses, it says Father, Son, and Holy Spirit worked in unity. God don't work when there's not unity. Are you still with me? You know, the most precious thing that you and I must fight for in church, in our marriages, and in our families is unity. Because God works where there's unity. In Genesis chapter 1, in this first three verses, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit was in unity. The Father wanted to create. The Spirit was brooding. He was bringing life, like a hen that's brooding over the eggs, bringing life, giving warmth. And then it says, and God said, who's the word? Jesus. Let there be light. And that's the next principle. We need his light. When God works, he brings light. Pray that his light will be in your life. You know, we need his life. You know, as I read the Bible, Paul said, you know, he talks about sinners, and then he says, I'm the biggest of them all. I'm the greatest of them all. We need God's light, you know, to shine in all the areas of our life. We need his life to bring we need his light to bring illumination. We need his light to show us who we really are. You know, God said, let there be light. His light gives sense. His light gives direction. His light gives purpose, and it gives meaning to our life. So when God works, he works by his word, he works in unity, and he sends out his light. Can you imagine? When God said, let there be light, there was no sun. Okay, there was no escort. There was no sun, there was no moon, there was no escort that could bring light. We need his light. We need his light to shine in our lives. His word has the power to call light out of darkness. This is the God that you and I serve. When God says, let there be light, darkness has to obey. darkness has to produce life. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6, it says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." You know what? God wants light in every darkness that is in our lives. When God speaks into our lives, He wants darkness to turn into light. He wants darkness to give light, because God is a God of light. He commands every area of darkness to give light. Guys, we need to work with Him. We need His light in our lives. In John chapter 1, verse 5, 1 John, it says, "This is the message which we have heard from Him and declares to you, that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all." We can only fellowship with Him in the light. There's no darkness in Him. Guys, there's no darkness. And you know what? The light will reveal the darkness. And you know what? If there's darkness, we must not run away. We must come closer. Say, "God, I need your grace. God, I need your mercy. God, I need you to transform me." Guys, we cannot change ourselves. We didn't save ourselves. You know, there was a day I was standing here. I remember it was 39 years ago. His mercy and His grace come knocking on my life. I remember I went to my ma, you know, to my mom. I was too shy to speak, Unjoni. I took this little booklet, pamphlet, you know. And she said, "What's wrong with you?" And I couldn't speak, you know. And I just show her. And she said, "But you must accept Jesus. You must accept Him in your life." And I tried it so many times before. But that moment, the Holy Spirit was working. And He came and He changed me. He transformed me. I was born again. Something happened in the Spirit. We need Him. We need His grace. We need His mercy. We need Him, guys. We cannot do it on our own. God rules by the power of His Word. His Word has power. His Word has authority. His Word has the ability to let things happen. In Psalms 103, it says, "Bless the Lord, you His angels, who excel in strength." Let's just stop there. He says the angels excel in strength. They are powerful beings. They are spirit beings. They are created by God. But God says we as His children have a higher authority. We are on a higher level than the angels. But He says the angels, they excel in strength. And why do they excel in strength? Because they do His will. You wanna become powerful in the Spirit? You wanna be used by God? Then start doing His Word. He says they are heeding the voice of the Word. They are heeding the voice of His Word. And I praise God for Google Translate, because I think in Afrikaans, not in French. But this word "yeed," according to Google Translate, it is to give careful attention. It is to pay attention to or to take notice of. Guys, when God speaks to us, we need to stop what we're doing. We say in Afrikaans, "Ons moet ons spore stop." When God speaks to us, it is so important. Let me give you a little advice. When God speaks to you, write it down. All through the Bible, when God speaks to people, they stop. They just go on with what they were doing. When God speaks to people, he first gets their attention. All through the Bible, I see that when God speaks to people, because God speaks to people differently. He don't just have one way of speaking. He speaks different to people. He knows how to get your attention. He knew that the burning bush would get Moses' attention. There were so many of us that we would just walk past the burning bush. But he knew if the bush was burning, it would get Moses' attention. He spoke differently to Noah. He spoke differently to Joshua. He spoke differently to Daniel. He spoke differently to Esther. You know what? God speaks. All through the Bible, he's speaking. But God knows how to get your attention. And guys, when God speaks to you, stop. Take heed of his word. He says his angels excel in strength. Why? Because they're doing his word. They give heed to his word. Verse 21, bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. When we do his word, we give him pleasure. His word is his pleasure. Let's just talk about heaven. We sang that one of the songs this morning was about who he is and where he is. You know what? When Jesus came to earth, you know, his first message was repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And John the Baptist was also preaching, you know, the same message. Miskien het hulle preke uitgeruil. You know, I don't think so. I think the same thing was in their heart. You know, the kingdom. Jesus was living with God, with the Father, with the Holy Spirit for ages and ages and ages and ages and ages. The one thing that he was used to was kingdom living, was living with his Father, was living with the Holy Spirit in, you know, in unity, experiencing what heaven is all about. And now suddenly he came down to heaven. He said, guys, if you want to experience heaven, you need to change. Because repent in Greek is metanoia. Metanoia means change. You must change your mind. You need to change up here, the way you think. We need to think differently about God. We need to think differently about heaven. We need to think differently about what he wants to do. And you know what heaven is all about? Heaven is all about God. He's the center of heaven. And this God, he sits on the throne. Are you still with me? He's sitting there, and on that throne he's ruling and he's reigning. So heaven is a place of God, his throne, of authority, of him ruling and reigning. And how does God rule and reign? By his word. What he says, his word carries supreme authority. You know, heaven is heaven because God is on the throne. Heaven is heaven because it's all about God. Heaven is heaven because his word carries supreme authority. You know what? When God speaks, the angels are ready to do his word. Are you still with me? That's why it's heaven, because the angels, they heed his word, they do his word, they are ready to go. Gabriel is ready to go. Michael is ready to go. They are flames of fire. They're ready to go. They're ready to obey his word. You know, when God speaks, it doesn't take Michael or Gabriel 6 months to think about it. Are you still with me? You know why it don't take them 6 months to obey? Because they worship. You know, the place around the throne is filled with worship. And because worship, you know what does worship do? It makes your heart soft. If you worship him, your heart becomes soft. When you worship him, you're ready to go. When you engage in worshiping him, you know what? The Spirit of God will work in your heart. So heaven is a place where it's all about God, his throne, his rule, his reign. There's worship. The whole atmosphere is filled with worship. Are they singing Chris Tomlin? I don't know. But what I know is that they are worshiping. They are ready to obey this God. They are ready to move with this God. And I want to challenge you this morning. When God speaks, do his word. God speaks, heed his word. When he speaks, adjust to his word. And when he speaks, change to his word. You know, when God speaks, usually we need to change. Are you still with me? You see, the thing that needs to get saved, that will eventually get saved, is our mind. It's up here. You can read it in James. I think it's 1:27. But our mind needs to be saved. Our mind needs to come in alignment with what God wants to do. And the problem that God has with us being called his people is that we are, you know, most of the time we're thinking our own thing. And so many times we get saved and then we say, God, we're going to go with you like Moses. God, you're going to save this people. And Moses thinks, you know, he knew God wanted to use him. And so one day he was still young. He get up, he find this Egyptian, giving this slave goeie paksla, good hiding. And he said, you know, you can't do that. And he knocked him and he killed him. And he thought he was helping God. So the next day, you know, there was another guy having some problems, and he went to him and he said, you're going to kill me as well? You see, we need to find his way. We need to find out what he wants to do. And you know, Moses knew God. But the people, they were in it for the blessings and what God could give them. Are you still with me? So that's why we need to change. You know, God wanted to do it his way. He wanted to let the people out of Egypt on his way. You know, he said to Moses, go to the king, go to the Pharaoh, and said, let my people go so that they can worship me. And mostly we think the people need to leave because they need to go to the promised land. Because we have a promised land mentality. We don't have a God mentality. And Moses, you know, he went with the people because God said on the mountain at the bush, God told him, you know what? You will know it's me sending you to lead the people out of Egypt if they will worship me on this mountain. He had this expectation. He will bring the people there, and at that mountain they will worship God. What was his disappointment when he got to the mountain and God appeared and the people said to Moses, Moses, you go and speak to God. We will wait here. And when you come back, whatever you say, we will do. And you know what they did in the meantime when Moses went to meet with God? They built their own God. They built the God as they wanted him to be. They built the God that was in their mind. And you know what they did build? A golden calf. And guys, we need to get rid of the golden calf religion. We need to worship him for who he is. The most critical time in our lives is when God speaks. Hebrews 4 verse 7. So God set another time for entering the rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted today. When you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. This was the day, you know, Moses sent the spies into the land. Spies came back, bad report, an evil report of unbelief, the word says, and now God is speaking to his people. He's speaking to New Testament believers.